How to Connect Sectional Sofa. A Complete Guide 2021. Sectional sofas provide a cluttered appearance to your house. Even the corners and edges can get harmful for pets and kids. Thus, you have to understand how to connect them even if you have a private mechanic to manage this. As soon as you have it, you have to understand the actuality. In this guide, we will share with you the ideal method on how to connect sectional sofa. So let us dive right into it. Why you need to connect a sectional sofa from the beginning. Sectional sofas are a breeze to assemble. However, if you laze around when you purchase a new sectional and don't attach the components, you may face some problems. When sectional places are abandoned handed in your living area, the couch parts might develop gaps between each area. Should you sit on the sofa this manner or marginally move the bits, then the openings will still seem. Some homeowners have little children in their houses. Or they could have folks over who could have kids of their own. In cases like this, if you maintain the sofa unattached, the children may hurt themselves. You may even have pets that will hurt themselves due to the gap. They can play around with it and also damage themselves. After the afternoon, an unattached sectional wouldn't look great in your living area. It is going to look cluttered, surely. Check out Best Sectional Sofa Under 1000 in 2021, https://www.newsdecor.com/best-sectional-sofa-under-1000. How to connect a sectional sofa? There are a few ways to attach sectional pieces. Let's now discuss how to connect a sectional sofa together. Sectional hardware. Male and female metal brackets are the most commonly installed hardware on sectionals. These lock the two pieces together when properly mated. To identify which side contains the male and protruding brackets, examine the sofa's underside. Each private furniture piece will have the male brackets on one side and the female systems on the other. You can find the male hardware in the area between the two sofa body pieces. It should be located on the bottom right of the one piece. This should match the female system on either the left or right side. The male hardware will be needed to raise the area and then insert it into its female counterpart. This will secure the pieces. Store-bought connecting brackets. These steps can be used for special hardware connections or hardware that you choose to set up. Step 1. Count the joints. First, count how many joints are in your sectional sofa. Each joint will require a complete set of hardware brackets. You will need 6 bracket sets to connect 7 sections of your sofa. Step 2. Flip the sofa over. Access to the sofa's undersides will be necessary. Therefore, turn each section so that you can access the rear. To evaluate the fit between bracket and wood frame, hold both ends of the bracket. Step 3. Mark and drill. To mark the screws on the frame, use a pencil or chalk to trace each hole. Attach the drill piece to the power drill. Make a hole in each area to prevent splitting or to split wood during the installation of brackets. Step 4. Attach hardware. Connect the hardware to the frame by inserting a screw through the hole and tightening it with a power drill and screw bit or a manual screwdriver. Continue this process until all hardware brackets are attached. Step 5. Secure the brackets. Connect the body pieces to determine the type of hardware that you purchased. Some use a simple latch system, while others have teeth that attach to a pin on another furniture piece. These brackets are best for pivoting parts of the sofa. Gate hooks and eyes. You can think outside the box by installing a gate hook and eye mechanism to the undersides of adjacent sectional pieces. Your lock pieces will stay in place by the locking spring. It compresses and uses tension. Pay attention to how the pin and gate lock are oriented. If you have to move your sectional, it might open to the right or left. Connecting brackets. Sectionals usually come with hardware that connects adjacent pieces at the joints. You might consider visiting your local hardware store to purchase brackets. You should choose a bracket design with at least 2 eyes on each side. Make sure it is sufficiently long to cover the 2 undersides of your sectional. The brackets should be secured with screws to ensure that the sectional pieces don't fall apart. For best results, make sure you secure the brackets at each sectional's joint. Shoe connections. You want to use something to join a sectional set. There are lots of bits of a sectional pair that has to be connected. One of them is your shoe connections. Employing this one, it is easy to join the sections of your couch together. shoe connections are created so they could connect a couple of segments of a sectional set. You might wish to understand how to maintain a sectional sofa together. This is how. Arrange the shoe links in the manner you need your segments to be put in. Put the edges together closely. Based on the way you would like your place to be put, you'll have two or even more L-shaped platforms, a single L-shaped segment, and a brief bit, or even some straight-line platforms. The shoe links can remain under the couch as one stage or maintain two longboards that sit upon the front and the rear. Lift the very first piece and set it on the cover of the platform. You may require the support of different individuals to lift the sofa, so make sure you request assistance. Together with the connector holes, line up the toes of this piece of furniture. Repeat the identical process with the entire section. Cable ties. To stop the sectional pieces from dividing, cable ties are utilized into the sofa's feet. Pick out the wires by fitting the shade together with the set. In this manner, the set won't appear strange. Thus, pick out dark-colored cable ties if your sectional set is dark-colored, or select light colors if the pair is light-colored. Put the ties from the legs of both segments together and leave the link component of this string in the back of the leg to conceal it. After trimming the cable into the legs, then cut off the elongated part that's left behind. Should you have to rearrange the couch or push it into someplace else, cut the cable ties and then replace them with fresh ones. Tips: connecting sectional sofas fluctuates according to versions. Some versions utilize a T-style slot machine, where a few have a bolt design. It is far better to undergo the education that came with your product. If you do not get the phrases, search them on the internet by composing the name. Read also, https://www.nytimes.com/wirecutter/blog/sofa-buying-advice/. How to connect a sofa when parts are missing. You can use other hardware pieces, such as standard carriage bolts and metal furniture connectors if you are missing the attachments that you need to connect sectional sofa. Standard carriage bolts. Use standard carriage bolts to connect the existing attachment plates on the sectional couch. Insert a bolt at one end of the sectional sofa and slide its head into the matching panel. Connector for standard metal furniture. Under the bottom of each piece, place a standard sectional sofa connector. This guide will help you to understand the parts of your sectional couch connectors properly. https://udu.be/1prclar8s1g, how are sectional couches connected? Side locking brackets or bottom locking braces are the most commonly used hardware pieces to connect sectional couches. This is how each connector works. How to use side locking brackets with a sectional couch. To make it easier to connect the sections, arrange the sectional sofas but leave enough space between each piece. Align the male side and female side of the two first pieces by pushing them together. Lock the male side in line with the feminine side and place it above the female side. Continue the process at the opposite end. You can finish the entire sectional sofa in two sets. How to use bottom locking brackets on a sectional couch. To make it easier to connect the sections, arrange the sectional sofas but leave enough space between each piece. The brackets at the bottom of the two first sofa sections can be pulled. Align the brackets, and push the single prong piece onto the fork-like part. Secure the connection and continue to connect the entire sectional sofa. Install separate bottom locking brackets of your sofa if it doesn't come with hardware or connectors. You can also strap the legs of adjoining sections together using cable ties or special sectional straps. Conclusion. Hopefully, this article about the best way to connect sectional sofas was discussed enough to provide a short yet thorough version of the entire process. It is also possible to check the movies that your maker provides online to direct you. The approaches mentioned are a few of the most popular and widespread networking approaches.